here we go, live from the No Panic Zone. I am America's voice. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gerber Show for Tuesday, October 20th, 2020. Good to have you here, and here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, half a ton of dope, marijuana, weed, Mary Jane stopped at the Canadian border as if it was being smuggled into Michigan, hidden in the back end of a full-sized garbage truck. Now, I thought the legalization of weed was going to make it all go away, all this stuff. I guess not. Number two, the number of COVID-19 cases has continued to skyrocket in Michigan in recent days, even as Governor Whitner has continued to pat herself on the back and applaud her efforts to keep the virus in check. And number one, how do I know Michigan is in play right now? Well, with 2 weeks to go to the vice president coming back here Thursday. That comes just after the president held a huge rally in Muskegon on Saturday. Pence will be in Oakland County, marking his third rally in the state since the Republican convention in August. Meanwhile, Jill Biden is coming to the state today. Her husband Joe, of course, is hunkered down. He's caught a lid until Thursday night for the upcoming debate. He won't appear anywhere. Not yesterday, today, tomorrow, and most of the day Thursday. He'll be unavailable. He's in hiding. What a very strange thing to do. It is a very strange thing to do with 2 weeks to go before the election, don't you think? I'm guessing he does not want to talk about Hunter Biden's laptop, which nobody has said is not real and authentic, by the way. Isn't that remarkable? Nobody has said it's not real. Nobody from Biden world has said that's not real. That's made up. It's manufactured. It's a forgery. Whatever. None of that. None of that. Do we have Frank standing by, Alex? Okay, didn't think so because you didn't tell me again. Anyhow, the DTE Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. All right, so speaking of all of these things that are, you know, dealing with the Bidens, and Hunter Biden is nowhere to be found, of course. Nobody knows where he is. I mean, that'd be the get right now, wouldn't it? That'd be the get right now. House Republicans are urging the Attorney General Bill Barr to appoint a special counsel to look into the Biden revelations. They say it's imperative. They say it's imperative to put a special investigation together. Here's part of what was written. These alleged revelations raise serious questions about former Vice President Joe Biden's reported participation in his son's business. Specifically, whether the former vice president received foreign money during his tenure in the Obama administration. And secondly, if former Vice President Biden allowed his son to peddle access to his father foreign business entities. Letter signed by several Republicans, including Andy Biggs, Paul Gosar, Ted Yoho, and Andy Harris, among others. This comes after the revelations in the New York Post, of course. Journalist Glenn Greenwald from The Intercept, by the way, a left-of-center journalist, a guy who tell you he's a liberal, a Democrat, but he's been blasting the news media for a while now, really focused on the dishonest behavior related to the impeachment and other issues. He came out swinging last night on Twitter, smashing his fellow reporters in the media for their cone of silence regarding a report that Hunter Biden has a lot of dirty dealings abroad. Here's one of the tweets from last night. Is there a single journalist willing to say with a straight face they believe the emails related to the Bidens are either fabricated or otherwise fraudulently altered, but the Bidens just aren't saying so? There has to be some limit to your willingness to go to bat for them, he posted. He also said, when we reported the Snowden archive, we knew it was genuine, but we breathed a huge sigh of relief when NSA didn't claim the docs were fake. The same was true with our Brazil reporting over the last year, publishing private messages from corrupt Bolsonaro officials and prosecutors. When you report a huge archive, there's no way to prove the negative that none of it is altered. You investigate and confirm as much as you can, then use your journalistic judgment. The only way you get confirmation is when the subject of the reporting don't deny the authenticity, which is what's happened here. Nobody is denying the authenticity. As a journalist publishing private communications and docs that are incriminating, you know the subjects of the reporting will immediately claim they're fake, if they are. Of course they will. That would kill the reporting. There's a reason the Bidens aren't claiming they're fake. There is a reason the Bidens are not claiming these emails are fake. The huge scandal to Glenn Greenwald, as he writes, is the blatant rank closing and cone of silence, a prohibition erected by so-called journalists around this story to defend Biden. And that's what really infuriates him. If Biden's dirty, just say so. If it's dirty, just say so. That's the point. It's not happening. And it should happen. The truth should come out. In fact, I want you to hear from Ron Johnson, a senator from Wisconsin, bite number five. Here's what he had to say on Fox Business yesterday about Hunter Biden, because the question has been raised about an FBI agent's signature on some of the documents. He is an FBI agent that exclusively investigates child pornography and the exploitation of children, raising the question, is there something to that with Hunter Biden's laptop and emails and text messages and videos and pictures? Bite five, go.
If an FBI agent is working on child pornography issues for 5 years, why is he subpoenaing the laptop of Hunter Biden? Is there a connection here? Should this suggest that there's a child pornography issue here on that laptop?
Well, I think you just made the connection. Again, this is what the FBI, I think, has to come clean about. This isn't a standard investigation where, you know, if the FBI doesn't indict somebody, that everything remains confidential. This is something that, as we were talking about, relates to national security. And if there's criminal activity involved that could be tied to Hunter Biden or his business associates, or even possibly tied back to other members of the Biden family, and as some of these emails indicate, that Joe Biden was fully aware of this. He was taking his 10% cut or requiring 50% from his family member's salary. This needs to be known before Americans go to the polls.
They do need to know that. Is it child pornography? Is it dirty business dealings? People deserve to know before they go to the polls. I think that is completely, completely fair. By the way, if you've gained weight during these past few months, don't worry, you're not alone. Could be an indication of metabolic syndrome. You can't lose the weight. You seem to gain weight. It's a cluster of conditions that increase your risk of heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes. They include blood pressure increases, high blood sugar, excess body fat right around the middle. Up to a third of adults have it in the U.S. Do me a favor, go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com. Get on the road to feeling better with My Pure Health Solutions. My Pure Health Solutions. You tell them Steve Gruber sent you. GruberHealth.com.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important. So is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. Enbridge is committed to building this underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5 deep under the Straits of Mackinac. This means multiple layers of protection, virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes, no possibility of an anchor strike, and no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
I'm Craig Stiles, financial advisor, managing director with Stiles Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprises Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
The pandemic has made it clear, if you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.